USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The verdicts were guilty, and now the sentences for disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch. Judge Clayton Newman first gave Murdoch life for killing his wife, and then for his son.
I sentence you to prison for murdering him for the rest of your natural life. Those sentences will run consecutive.
The prosecution claimed Murdoch was about to be exposed for stealing millions from his law clients and committed the murders to gain sympathy. The jury took only 45 minutes yesterday to find him guilty. The House Ethics Committee is going to follow the money that New York Congressman George Santos came up with to fund his campaign.
The complaint focuses exclusively on his financial representations because there are very strict laws about the financial disclosures that we all must file under oath.
New York Democrat Dan Goldman says the panel is focusing on the money because it's not illegal to lie about your resume, as Santos is also accused of doing. It's another $400 million worth of military hardware heading from the U.S. to Ukraine. This package will include rockets and ammunition for Bradley fighting vehicles. The president meets with Germany's chancellor today. At least 100,000 from California to Mississippi are still without power thanks to bad weather all over the USA. While some in California remain trapped, others are enjoying it.
We're kind of having the time of our lives, sledding and being in the snow and just experiencing, you know, this unique time in nature.
Lake Arrowhead resident Benji Bakshi and his family decided to hunker down and ride out the snowstorms in the mountains of San Bernardino County. The Alamo is the recipient of a huge treasure trove of artifacts from an unlikely source. British rock star Phil Collins, who's been a lifelong collector of items related to the Texas Revolution. A small fraction of Collins' collection is now on display at the fort. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Nordstrom is closing a bunch of stores, but not here in the USA. The Seattle-based retailer says it's ending its presence in Canada, shutting down 13 stores by June. That'll put about 2,500 people out of work. Nordstrom's CEO says despite its best efforts, the chain does not see a realistic path to profitability in Canada. We're about 2 weeks away from the switch to daylight saving time, and there's another push in Congress to make the switch permanent.
It's an artifact of a bygone era. I just don't understand the necessity anymore.
Texas Senator John Cornyn says it's time to stop changing our clocks twice a year.
It's appropriate to have a review of this and maybe update the law and make it uniform.
A new bill in the Senate would keep the country on daylight saving time all year long. Backers say it would reduce car crashes and cut down on cardiac issues associated with the time change. Ford will resume making its electric F-150 Lightning trucks in about 10 days. It shut down the assembly line in suburban Detroit earlier last month after battery issues caused one of the trucks to catch fire. An urgent warning from the CDC to new mothers. Be sure to sterilize your bottles and breast pump. The agency looked into the death of a baby boy last year. The cause of death turned out to be bacteria found in a home breast pump. One expert says it's critical to sterilize the equipment, wash and dry your hands, and clean all surfaces before feeding a newborn. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
What do you mean we went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Support each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza, fries.
Whoa, Braley, no, pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.